Welcome to the Rudick Report. Today is Monday, February 6, 2023. To piggyback off my recent ESG videos, another story emerges that MasterCard rolled out a new carbon calculator tool for banks globally. As MasterCard states, consumer passion for the environment is growing and demanded their response. They go on to say that a large proportion of adults, 85%, state that they're willing to take personal action to combat environmental and sustainability issues. The new MasterCard feature enables banks to equip people with carbon footprint data and insights to help inform consumer spending and offer ways to contribute to reforestation. They say your footprint is tracked month by month across a variety of spending categories so that you can better understand where you are having the greatest impact, and once informed, you can make more mindful spending decisions and contribute to forest reforestation to offset your carbon footprint. By embedding sustainability into every fabric of our business, we can unlock the power of our network, reaching billions of consumers and partners to create positive change for the environment. As you can see, this is all packaged nicely, telegraphing an agenda that you will be making an impact on the environment. So, what happens when you don't want to participate in their program or make changes? Will you be identified as someone who hates the environment? Will you be financially charged for carbon footprint violations? I mean, after all, the agenda is to reduce the carbon footprint from 16 tons per year per person to 2 tons per year per person. MasterCard goes on to say, by engaging a whole industry in enabling individual insights as well as collective action, MasterCard has redefined the role the financial industry can play every day in tackling the climate crisis. When others are talking of the importance of ESG, MasterCard is putting it to work at the fingertips of the consumer. But again, I say to you, the entire narrative of the climate crisis is a 100% fabrication, and in fact, there is no crisis at all. We all need to come to terms with the urgency of the situation and rapidly move towards more responsible consumption. Dekonomy, a Swedish-based company, has launched a new card in collaboration with the UN Climate Change Organization. With the introduction of the DO Black Card, there are no more excuses, as DO will enable people to do their part to contribute to the carbon reduction goals of 2030 and beyond. They want to meet the goal of the Paris Agreement and cut global greenhouse gas emissions by 2030, and apparently will be implementing these actions at the business and banking levels first. The new card from Dekonomy will help users track their climate impact and meet the target of reducing consumption-related CO2 of 50% per person calculated by country. On their website, they clearly state that the core purpose of DO Black is to ensure behavioral change and act as a new, radical, and innovative tool to protect the planet. Quote, "We are proud to be part of this bold initiative that aims to reshape the way we consume. For a more sustainable way of life, radical changes are required, and we believe that this initiative with Dekonomy and the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change truly has the power to engage consumers to make a difference," says Eric Gauswasser, head of Nordics and Baltics MasterCard. You may see this story and say, well, this sounds wonderful. I am reducing my carbon footprint and at the same time giving my money to an organization that will plant trees to offset my footprint. Aside from their lofty speak, there is a dark and sinister side to the story. This is another controlled mechanism put in place to pull the puppet strings to guide how you not only spend your money, but on what you spend it on. If the establishment that you make your purchases does not buy into the whole ESG narrative, then it may be that you won't be able to buy from them. Or perhaps they will restrict what you can purchase. This is no doubt a way to modify your behavior, and it is no doubt a money grab. At what point do these organizations start penalizing you financially for violating their set rules on where and how you spend your money, but also on the size of your carbon footprint? These initiatives are escalating rapidly across our country, and you need to be aware of it and you need to take action. Otherwise, it won't be long until you are nothing but a robot operating in their 15-minute cities, forced to comply with their every whim. It would be like a homeowners association on steroids. If these initiatives take hold, They will have infiltrated every aspect of your daily life, from how you spend your money, to what you eat, to what you wear, and what you drive. Take action now to contact companies you do business with and ask them about their ESG policies before it's too late. Until next time, this is the Rudick Report.